Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Your host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It's my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. It's also a blessing to be here, and it's a calling and a mission. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. For such a time as this, most gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you. We thank you for being the wonderful God that you are. For your love and your grace and your mercy in our lives. That you are always there for us to listen. You're such a wonderful Father. We thank you. We ask, Father, that you will forgive us. We fail thee every day in our lives. Sometimes intentional, sometimes not so. But every day, Father. We try to walk in the human way instead of in your way. I ask, Father, that you will give us strength and boldness. Thank you for your word, that we have that to study and that we have prayer, that we can come to you and just talk to you, to pour our hearts out. Father, we ask for your protection. I ask your protection on all those who are listening. And for those who are not, so many in this world need you. Put someone in their wake that they can see you in them, come to know you, be encouraged. I ask, Father, for the protection of this president. I ask that you will continue to reveal the lies and the crimes that have been done against him, but in truth against the people and in truth against you. Oh, the Prince of Lies, he's been very busy. Keep him away from your people. Bind him up. Reveal to us the truth, and may the truth, truly, we know that it will, set us free. Father, I pray that you will use CSC Talk Radio. I pray that every day. Here am I, Lord, send me. That I might be a beacon, be hope, be encouragement, maybe be a little thought provoker. But most of all, point people to you. For such a time as this. Amen. I was watching the news last night, and the mayors and the governors that are all under fire for their tyrannical behavior, I just got really aggravated at them. And, you know, they don't take an oath to the CDC or any other ABC department of bureaucracy. Their oath. Was to, not to the world, but to the people of that state, to the people of the U.S. Their oath is to you, not to the CDC, your state constitution. The blue states are an example of large government gone stupid. The people of Michigan have had it. The governor of Delaware, he's a pompous, arrogant idiot, but then maybe he might be getting orders to keep a lockdown going on there so they can keep Biden in his bunker in his basement, you know, with just reason, as if the left knows what the word just or reason, either one, mean. This nation isn't out of control because of the pandemic. This nation is out of control because we've allowed so many strident jackasses to lead us around, bully us, scare us, threaten us, and intimidate us into silence. Key phrase there. We, the people, are led by strident jackasses because we have allowed it to be so. Michigan. One day soon, you'll have an election. Delaware. One day soon, you'll have an election. Are you going to elect these same governors, these same mayors like in Chicago and in New York? New York, you're getting what you voted in there. What has the CDC done? What has the WHO done? What have any of these so-called helpful organizations done for us? They have been wrong. Their numbers have been wrong. And now, oh yeah, restaurants are going to use mannequins and blow-up dolls, G-rated kind, to fill the booth so you don't feel alone when you're dining out. They're going to make them look unique so you're not creeped out. Well, good luck with that. Only two people to a boat now. Remember that. 6 feet away, people, on the beaches. How are you going to get your back taken care of? How are you going to get the lotion on your back if you have to stay 6 feet away from everybody? There's an invention coming, I'm certain. Sports. They're going to use canned crowd noises. Will they try to include the drunks and the cussing and the yelling at the umps? How about the guy with the beer and the hot dog yelling? Are they going to have that? And they plan to have computer-simulated people in the stands. Nuts, right? It kind of reminds me of the movie Matrix, where everybody just did, you know? They just did. And we're silent. Are we okay with the CDC removing baseball? The ambiance of dining out, holding hands as you walk in the park or down the beach? No hugging. No hugging loved ones who've just buried a child or a parent, not necessarily from COVID. This might surprise you, but more people don't die from COVID than do. While this U.S. economy is crashing, do you feel better than that you wore a mask to the grocery store and you went down the right aisles with the arrows to buy some food with what you have left from that stimulus check? Do you feel better about that? While the U.S. economy is crashing, do you feel better now that your legs have forgotten how to move because you've been sitting so long? Your brain is fried with Netflix and you've died in every game on your telephone? Do you feel safer now that the worshipers of the CDC have let criminals out of prison so that they won't get COVID, but they have locked you in your home? I'm tired of hearing the governors quote the CDC rules or orders or suggestions. It's time to stand up for liberty, my friends. It's time to stand up for liberty. You don't take an oath to the CDC. You know, these bureaucrat departments, they're not hurting. So when they keep telling us we're in this together, that's not the truth. They're not hurting. They haven't missed a paycheck. They're still going to work. Well, maybe some of them are working from home. America, I don't know the truth of everything with this COVID-19. Because we're not being told the truth of everything. If it's really something the Chinese have put here to kill us all, then tell us. Tell us so we know what we're dealing with. Don't sit there and tell us, oh, you got to stay locked up. Just 15 days. Oh, we're going to be 30 days now. Oh, it's going to be this. You got to wear a mask. You shouldn't wear a mask. Now you have to wear a mask. Quit making stuff up and tell us the truth. And if that is the truth, America, get out of your houses. Because they've been wrong all along. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I don't know about you, but I'm getting fed up. Maybe I'm getting a little, just a little, because I've been getting out of my house. Not because I'm essential, but because I say I'm essential. I've been getting out of my house. And I'm one of those that I carry a mask, but I don't wear it. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We will be right back.
Wow.
When I think of bringing America home, I think of family sitting around the table. As a young girl, it was my job to set the table. Setting the table meant tablecloth, plates, drinking glasses, and the flatware, which had to be placed correctly on the respective sides of the plates. Regardless of the time of year, sitting down at the table is an American thing to do. It's great family. Liberty Tabletop can help you set your table. They are the only flatware manufacturer in the United States of America, using high-quality 1810 chromium nickel stainless steel, all that and with competitive prices. When you order, use the promo code BethAnn to receive 10% off of your order. Visit LibertyTabletop.com or give them a call the old-fashioned American way, 844-386-2338. That's 844-386-2338. Use the promo code BethAnn and receive 10% off your purchase. Let's set the table and bring America home. Our founding fathers knew that the heartland would be coveted by those who want the land and its resources, or hated by those who simply do not understand its value. It is that simple. And yet today, the humble folks in the heartland are losing jobs and feeling the pressures from an out-of-control bureaucracy as well as outsiders with agendas. From the heartlands of America come our food, manufacturing, and our energy. CSC Talk Radio is a voice crying from the heartland and standing up for rural America, and so is Power the Future. Power the Future is a unique foundation established to be the voice for rural American energy jobs. Daniel Turner is a strong advocate pushing against those who would like to punish rural folks and take their jobs for the sake of climate change or the land and its wealth. I'm proud to be a part of Power the Future and bring Daniel Turner here to you. Our future depends on it. Let's power the future as we bring America home to common sense jobs and give our rural families a voice. Visit powerthefuture.us. Powerthefuture.us is the way to bring America home. Gold is an investment. Melody Cederstrom at Discount Gold and Silver is CSC Talk Radio's choice for gold, silver, and all your precious metals. Gold and silver are the ultimate forms of wealth. They are beautiful and alluring to virtually everyone on earth. They are extremely scarce and can't be counterfeited. Your contact, your trusted dealer, is Melody Cederstrom at Discount Gold and Silver. Discount Gold and Silver take pride in their business practices. No hard pressure sales, no boiler room tactics. Low prices, quality products, fast shipping. For all your gold, silver, platinum, and palladium needs, buy and sell. Discount Gold and Silver take pride in the fact that they educate their clients so that you can make an informed decision. Visit Melody Cederstrom at dgscoins.com or call her at 1-800-375-4188. dgscoins.com or 1-800-375-4188. Discount Gold and Silver is the common sense way to invest. And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. I've been fired up and angry, and now we got Daniel with us. Daniel, how are you doing today? Happy Friday, my friend.
Happy Friday, Monday. No one knows what day of the week it is, Bethann. It's all the same. But happy day to you.
Happy day. Happy COVID day to you.
Exactly.
It's kind of angry. You know, I got upset. I'll let you have this in just a second. But I got upset last night because I'm so tired of these governors and these mayors quoting the CDC. And I'm thinking they didn't take an oath to the CDC.
No. No, and absolutely
I'm gonna,
right.
I'm going to punt that to you. They didn't take an oath to that. And, you know, it's just crazy what they're trying to make these people do. And if you don't do it, we're going to punish you even more. And that's exactly what the Declaration of Independence says. Our founding father said, when we gave you our grievances, you made it worse. And that's what they're doing.
Exactly. I mean, the mayor of Los Angeles, Eric Garcetti, announced that stores that open up against his authority, he will punish them by turning off their water and electricity. That's shocking, right?
I mean,
it's not just a punishment, but this is withholding utilities, water from people as a punishment for daring to open up. So yeah, you're absolutely right. It is becoming tyrannical, and you know there are reports all throughout D.C. where I am, but also New York, which is where my family is, that it has returned to the old days of the speakeasy. Bars are open, but but they look like they're closed. And if you know what door to use and how to knock and where to get in, and you want to say
the green door.
And the speakeasy didn't exist because people are bad. The speakeasy existed because government is stupid. And people are always going to find a way. I'm not supporting black markets or mafia tactics, but there is a grain of truth that all of these things usually stem from the fact that government passes absolutely absurd laws and people want their freedom. And so there are bars and restaurants all throughout America that have never closed, but you have to know how to find them. And I, you know, that's lawlessness. That's law breaking. I absolutely celebrate it. I think it's wonderful. And if I knew of any, I would go every day and patronize them.
Well, you know, the, and I've lost her name, the salon, owner in Texas.
Ms. Luther. Yes.
Yes. That's one reason she opened up, because some of the people that work in her salon, they don't actually work for her. They work in her salon. They probably, you know, rent area or whatever, give her a commission for what they get or something. But they were going to go underground. They were going to start taking care of people in their basements. And that's why she did it, because she knew that would be, that would, they'd really get in trouble with that if they got caught. But they're pushing people into these situations. They're actually forcing you to disobey. I mean, when you say the word authority, for I'm going to punish you with no electricity and water because you ignored my authority, they don't have that kind of authority over us unless we put it in their hands.
Exactly. And look, and I think the biggest difference, and this may sound overly philosophical or maybe even overly religious, I think the biggest difference we're seeing right now in America is not even necessarily a political divide, but I think it is a divide between those people who believe and those people who don't believe. And what I mean by that is those of us who are believers, regardless of the Christianity, Judaism, regardless, those of us who are believers, we know that we're going to die, right? We can mitigate our risk tremendously of death by locking ourselves indoors forever. But we do get in our cars, we do cross the street, we do plug things into the outlet. There's a chance that could spark and we could, right? But I think we haven't accepted that a lot of life could bring about a death, because death is inevitable. And it's not that we fear death, it's how we live our life. I think the difference is there's an awful lot of people who are either petrified of death or don't believe in an afterlife. And so they say, well, no, if we just do these things forever, we will never die. And that's false. You're going to die regardless of COVID-19 or something else. But don't people have the right to live their life and take that risk into their own hands and not have government say, no, we think it's too risky, so you're not allowed to do it?
You know, it's, I said a long time ago, those who love life love liberty. The value of life. And I had an article earlier this week that was talking about living in fear. And when we are living in fear, like you're saying, they're afraid to die. Then you're living with authoritarianism. That's what you're welcoming. You know, I'm afraid of this, so do whatever you can to keep me safe. And there is no way. Eventually we're all going to die. That is. Forgive me for this word, science. We're all going to die.
We are. And I mean, John Locke wrote Life, Liberty, and Pursuit of Life, Liberty, and Property, and Thomas Jefferson modified it. But I mean, those are just 300, 400 year old, maybe not 400. I think Locke was the early 1700s. But these are old beliefs that people realize they are intrinsically connected. You cannot have life if you do not have liberty. And if you don't have life and liberty, you must have property. And they have to go together. And people do have the right to assume risk. Look, I'm looking out the window right now, and there's a guy a couple houses down who's getting his roof done. And there's a roofer walking on the roof right now. That's a risky job, right?
Yes,
and maybe he pays for it. He gets compensated differently because it's a risky job. But if it's dangerous, well, why doesn't the government make that illegal, right? Why is it, it should be illegal to get on stepladders, right? If everything that was risky were illegal, well, then we wouldn't actually have liberty to begin with. And then we certainly don't have property. And that's what it comes back to again. The left hates the fact that people have property. They don't want you to have a business. They don't want you to have, they want you to be dependent on them.
Absolutely. And by the way, OSHA does make you take a step ladder and ladder training. You do have to be trained on how to go down a ladder. And that's a government entity that they do that. But when you say that they're going to remove your water, that is your life. You have to have water for life.
Yes.
That is more risky than COVID, is to remove someone's water. You know, and maybe we can do without electricity, but we cannot do without water.
Yes.
And to remove their water is to threaten their life. So that is scary. That is very scary.
It is. The governor of Michigan threatened a similar type of salon owner. It was a gentleman who opened a barber shop, because men don't like to say they go to a salon, so it was a barber shop. But she punished him by taking away his barbershop license. And that's the same. It's not as severe as taking away his water or his electricity, but it is in a sense that government has conferred this right. You have a right to open a barbershop because I have said so as the government, and the governor took it away. And again, these are punitive measures that are absolutely not found in the law. The governor has a right to put you in jail when you break the law, but there is no law that says you cannot open your barbershop when the governor says so. That's a made-up thing. And where's the ACLU? Where are all these hardcore libertarian activists who are maniacal about individual rights? They will fight to death to keep an abortion clinic open. But if you're trying to open up a barbershop and the governor says, I don't think you're allowed, they all just roll over and they're absolutely silent. So it shows you, even groups like that, the ACLU and their hundreds of lawyers, it shows you what a group of phonies all these people are. All they care about is an agenda. All they care about is politics. Very few people are committed to beliefs, which is why D.C. ultimately needs to be destroyed. I feel like Seneca saying, you know, Carthago Delenda Est, or Cicero, excuse me, D.C. must be destroyed in the sense that power needs to be returned to the states and to the people, because government is becoming a bad thing.
And, you know, it's all over, Daniel. I hate it that you have to go here in a little bit. But it's not just one party or the other. The one party is more obvious than the other one. But here we have this insider trading thing going on, and nobody really wants to fight that. Nobody really wants to expose that. Now they're mad at Attorney General Barr because he's exposing that, because they're all guilty of it. Every one of them. That's why they're so wealthy. It's not because the people are paying them well, although they get paid well. You know, and I'm not opposed to that, but they're doing other things. And
you've got listeners in North Carolina. They need to be calling Senator Burr and demanding he resign. He is a shameful senator.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Beth Ann. Always
Thank
a great
you.
To be with
God
you.
God bless you. Have a great weekend, whatever day it is, okay? You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. I have something I really want to share with you on the economics. Do we trust it? Do we trust those economists, those economic gurus, those specialists? I don't anymore, and I trust the CDC. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio, and we will be right back. What if things were made in America again? We all complain about our products, even our food, coming from foreign lands and foreign laborers. But do we really understand? James Stewart didn't understand, so he dug in, and wow, he kept digging in. It all started with a light bulb. It held the label GE, but it read Made in China. Jim has done the research. Now you can have the answers in detail. Consumers can rebuild the middle class by buying things made in American communities. Find out why free trade resulted in 6 million lost manufacturing jobs and lower wages for most Americans. While free trade brought cheaper goods, we also had less money to purchase goods. That giant sucking sound sucked the life right out of American manufacturing. Order Jim's book today. What if things were made in America again? Send $24.95 to CSE Talk Radio, Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Let's build it in America, buy it in America, and bring America home.
Nothing is more important than protecting your family and property. That's why you should make a free call right now to Vivint, the number one smart home services provider in the U.S. Vivint will make your home safer and more secure with a state-of-the-art system that's so simple to use. Vivint smart home specialists provide award-winning monitoring of your system 24/7, 365 to respond to any emergency, even when you can't. And with the 4.5-star rated Vivint smart home mobile app, control your entire house from anywhere. Locks, cameras, security systems, all at your fingertips on your mobile device. Call Vivint now and get a free quote, professional installation, and full smart home service for as little as $2 per day. Equipment purchase or service agreement required. Conditions apply. Call now. A smart home is a safer home. So protect your family and your property, home or business, with a Vivint smart home system.
Call 800-510-4403. That's 800-510-4403. Call now. 800-510-4403.
For such a time as this, we know that the heart of a nation takes on the heart of its people. If the people have turned from God, the nation is doomed in sin. God is in control of all nations and their leaders. Let every soul be subject to the governing authorities, for there is no authority except from God, and the authorities that exist are appointed by God. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. The future of this nation is relying on the bended knees of the people, God's people. Will you accept this challenge to sacrifice 5 minutes a day to kneel and to pray for such a time as this? Queen Esther was put in place by God to save her people. You have that same obligation now. Will you humble yourselves and pray, ask forgiveness, and trust in our God to heal our land and bring America home?
You're familiar with Range Magazine, packed with hard, cold facts regarding the battles we face out on the range and at home. Beyond the battles are beauty and pictures and words that will take you to another place and time. CJ and Range Magazine have produced a line of hardbound books that should be a part of your home library. The most recent publication is Cowboys and Critters, containing unique photos of the people and animals that make up the ranching world. These beautiful books, which make fantastic gifts, have won numerous awards, such as the prestigious Wrangler Award, First Place in Journalism, Will Rogers Gold Medal Award. So many honors, great photos, and wonderful poems and stories of the West. Reflections of the West, Brushstrokes and Balladeers, The M-Bar, The Call of the Cow Country. You can't resist the art and cowboy poetry books. Visit rangemagazine.com for a complete list of prices. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. That's 1-800-726-4348. Be sure to let them know Beth Ann sent you. We have returned. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I know that everybody's really upset, and unfortunately, I don't think enough people are upset about what's going on in this nation. The Democrats, in particular, like I said with Daniel a little bit ago, the Republicans are dirty too. And they're taking advantage of everything. We have Senator Graham. The president's trying to encourage him to go after President Obama because of what he did. What he did was a crime. It's a crime against the president, but it was a crime against the people. But you see, that's not important to them. He's telling him to just go for it, just do it. But, you know, Senator Graham, who likes to sit on the fence, he says, I don't know, I don't think now's the time for me to do that. I don't know if that's even possible. I have grave concerns about the role of executive privilege in all kinds of issues. I understand President Trump's frustration, but be careful what you wish for. Just be careful what you wish for.
Well, I guess he doesn't want to set a precedence. And you know, we have executive privilege. The executive is not privileged to treason against the people. He's not privileged, or she, whoever the case may be one day. They don't have a privilege to overstep your elections, which is what they were doing. Remember, President Barack Obama said, the American people are too smart to elect Donald Trump. Well, we were too stupid when we elected you, because they're socialists. And now with the Democrats, and some of the Republicans, mind you, they don't all like Trump, even the ones that pretend to like him, like Lindsey Graham. They want this deep state bureaucracy to continue. They have control, and that's the way they want it kept. I saw an article earlier today said the Democrats are spoiled with power, and they don't want to give any of it up. It's not just the Democrats. I wished it was. If it was just the Democrats, it'd be easier to fix it. But it's not. And it's the CIA, and it's the FBI, and Barack Obama used them. And he's probably not the only president. Why do you think they're willing to elect a man who can't complete a sentence? Because he's not going to be the one running things. That's why. So let's keep him in the basement. We'll keep the little thing in his ear and tell him what to say when he screws up with his sentences. We'll get through this. The pandemic is our friend, and we will get through it. That's what the Democrat Party and some of the Republican rhinos are thinking. Whatever it takes to get Trump out and Biden elected. So now they're going to destroy Attorney General Barr. And my complete and total confidence in him is not necessarily 300% just yet. But he's taking some steps. But until I see some people go to prison, I'm not going to be too whoopee about it. So this is an article that I wanted to share with you. It had nothing to do with that rant I just gave you. That was for free. This is Bill Asher that wrote this. Kill all the economics departments. And my producer was making fun of me because I couldn't say economists a minute ago. Kill all the economic departments. He says here, when the pandemic ends, future generations will say of us now living, why did the United States chain itself to a slave state so as to strengthen the bonds of the supply chain? Why did our political parties finalize trade agreements with the Chinese Communist Party? Why did so many do so little for so long while the sick died and the living could not bury the dead? You think that's what our future generations are going to say? What the heck happened? What were you thinking? These questions should cause us to question our beliefs about economics and our opinion of most economists, because no rational actor would risk his life by outsourcing the manufacture of life-saving drugs to a country with no respect for the dignity of human life. No person, except a lifeless corporation with the legal status of personhood, because the Supreme Court gave them that. A corporation is a person now. Would call inefficiency evil, but ignore call to condemn the evildoers who run China with murderous efficiency. I have an article here, and I'm going to divert here for just a second, where Trump is trying to pass an order to require essential drugs be made in the USA. That makes sense to me. To the economists, oh, not so much. Because you can make more money if China makes it cheaper. Yeah, and they can poison you. That doesn't make any sense. And Pelosi is going to do everything she can to stop President Trump from doing this, and so are the rhinos. And by the rhinos, I'm talking about people like Mitt Romney. I'm talking about Lindsey Graham. I'm talking about Roy Blood. I'm talking about the rhinos. There's more of them. The one that's in trouble right now in South Carolina. And he had some Democrat friends and some Republican friends that went along with him, taking advantage of the information they get so that they can prosper, and it doesn't matter what happens to you out there, America, because they take an oath to the CDC and the WHO. Let's get back to this, because I think this is very interesting. He says, no reasonable person would argue that the road to freedom runs through Beijing's Belt and Road Initiative. Think about that. But no reasonable person would believe such things without first suspending belief, because for good people to accept the good intentions of communists, that takes economics. It takes economists to ignore reality. It takes economists, departments, economic departments, to teach history without studying geography, reducing the nature of the nation-state and life in a state of nature to a series of math problems. It takes a village of idiots to write like Lenin and sound like Lenin. That was Lenin the dictator and Lenin the beetle. It takes gall to say economics is science. It takes a little mind to believe the assertions of social scientists. And yet we continue to allow economists to intimidate us. We continue to allow them to devalue the currency of language. We continue to allow them to make words mean so many different things. It depends on what is means, you know. Thus, a recession is when 12 million people lose their job. A depression is when 41 million are jobless. And a recovery, a full employment, is when only 8 million people have no work. If economics continues to substitute extraordinary equations and extraordinary evidence, if they continue to make extraordinary claims with no evidence, we have a duty to state the obvious, that science disproves scientific determination, that history discredits historical materialism, that truth destroys the lie that China is our friend. By holding these truths to be self-evident, we may finally loosen China's hold on the lives of free men throughout the world. We have nothing to lose but our shame. China is not our friend. These economists, they're not scientists. And these scientists are not economists. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann, and we'll be right back.
As a business owner, when was the last time you asked yourself if you have the right commercial insurance coverage? You need business insurance to protect everything you're building. One disaster without the right insurance could hurt your business, and larger deals you're trying to close may require that you have it. We recommend CoverWallet for all your business insurance needs. In just 2 minutes, with their award-winning technology, they can offer you free competitive quotes from top insurance carriers nationwide. CoverWallet is help tens of thousands of businesses, startups, restaurants, truckers, construction companies, landscaping companies, beauty salons, consultants, and they can help you. No business is too big or too small. And it's a free call to find out. Protect your business. Get the right insurance for your business. Call CoverWallet right now.
800-220-7612. 800-220-7612. That's 800-220-7612.
Liberty Oilfield Services brings you the following fracking facts. Did you know fracking is the reason America is now number one in oil and natural gas production? Thanks to the fracking industry, America's energy is more efficient, more affordable, and our air is cleaner. America is now exporting fuel and making America great again. Fracking is not the enemy of America. The Dems want to ban our natural resources for the sake of climate change. But banning fracking would knock America back to being dependent on other countries for our energy. So, America is fueling up with fracking. This message is brought to you by the best darn frack company, period. Liberty Oilfield Services. Learn more about fracking at libertyfrack.com. Liberty Oilfield Services, bringing America home with life, liberty, and fracking.
Melody Cedarstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cedarstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home. You've all helped build MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today. Now, Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO of MyPillow, wants to give back to my listeners. You can get deep discounts on MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the new radio listener specials. I use MyPillow and so does my husband. We sleep better and wake more refreshed, ready to conquer a new day. You can get deep discounts on MyPillows, mattress toppers, bed sheets, and so much more. For example, Mike is bringing back the BOGO offer for the MyPillows. That's right. Buy one MyPillow and get another one absolutely free. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the new radio listener specials and get deep discounts on MyPillow products, including the buy one, get one free. Enter promo code BethAnn. Call 1-800-978-6168 for these great radio specials. We have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I have somebody here on Facebook, Tim. You know Tim. He calls in periodically. He says, it's time to start asking, what should we do with the positives? Take them to a camp to the rest of, so the rest of us can live normal lives? No one answers me when I ask that. What if I'm a positive? What if, and I am sick? What happens to me? What's going on in this nation? It's tyranny, but we've been under tyranny for a long time. Maybe we're just now getting slapped in the face enough to realize it. When somebody, when a mayor who does not have authority to do this, decides to turn off a business's water, that's serious. No water, no electricity. And I can't remember what state it was in yesterday that the barber was talking. They had a rally. That's all he's done all his life. He's older than I am. And they said, why don't you just get welfare? I don't want somebody else to pay my way. I want to work. I love working. I love being free, having my business. I don't want somebody else taking care of me. Now that's an American. But what they're doing to these people, they go ahead and open their businesses. If they find out, if they're not under the under the radar, doing it black market style, they're taking their license away. What was the license for? What was the permit for? What did Derry Brownfield used to say? That's to give you permission to do something that otherwise would be illegal. So it was illegal to have a barbershop until he bought a license. Think about that for just a minute. When Daniel was telling us life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, which was once property, the pursuit of happiness is so that you can have property. You can have a nail salon or a hair salon or a restaurant or whatever your business may be.
That is your natural right, your God-given right, and governors and mayors and the CDC cannot take that away from you. I don't care what constitution they think they're reading. They cannot take it away from you unless you let them. Unless you sit back and let these strident jackasses lead you around, bully you into silence, scare you, bribe you with free stuff. Don't go open your barbershop. We're going to give you a welfare check. Oh, is that as good as that stimulus check? And now Nancy Pelosi treats $3 trillion. To help her friends, not the Americans. No, cannabis was mentioned more times in there than jobs. She doesn't care about you. And if you're an illegal immigrant and you think she cares about you, you better go back to where you came from because she does not care about you. Nancy cares about her two back-to-back refrigerators that are probably thousands and thousands of dollars. Of course, most of them are these days. And her high-dollar ice cream. That's what she cares about. She couldn't come out of hiding until she had her plastic surgery done, but you cannot have your knee replaced. And if you're a woman whose life is all stricken with cancer, your mother had it, your grandmother had it, your aunts had it, you can't opt to have the breast taken off. Not during COVID. So we've got doctors that are losing their jobs, surgeons, nurses. And the few that are left are getting overworked. It's crazy. Don't let them tell you they care about life. They don't care about life. I had the numbers here. Here it is. In this world, we have lost, let me find it here, just this year, this is May the 15th, 15,764,182 babies, and that was as of, 9 o'clock this morning, in abortions. Don't let them tell you life matters to them. Liberty doesn't matter to them, and your life doesn't matter to them. Not one iota. Not one little bitty, tiny, teeny, weeny bit. And they don't trust you to vote the way they want you to vote in November. And that's why they want mail votes. Not mail as M-A-L-E, but mail as M-M-A-I-L. And maybe it's to prop up the post office because they're having trouble. They're struggling, which I don't get. America. We are under tyranny. President Trump is the only one fighting it. Does he do it all right? No, he doesn't do it all right. But he's got your back and nobody else does. Do you even see that? Mitch McConnell doesn't have your back. Nancy Pelosi doesn't have your back. Schumer doesn't have anybody's back. They're all about politics and they're all about insider trading and they're all about getting richer and richer and richer and they could care less about you. And I don't believe that on their tax returns they donate anything to the national debt. Do you? Not do you donate. None of you have the money to donate. Because I know if you did, you'd be donating here. You'd be sending me money. I'm just kidding. By holding these truths to be self-evident. We hold these truths to be self-evident. Do we even know what truth is anymore? The marvel of all history is the patience with which men and women submit to burdens unnecessarily laid upon them by their government. The mayors, the governors, the senators, the House of Representatives, whether it's in your state or D.C., they have no authority over you but what you give to them. Go read your Bill of Rights. Read the Declaration of Independence and start picking through it and see how many things the king did that the kingdom of D.C. is doing to us right now. pretty much the same thing. Only I'd say much worse. From the Patriot. Why should I trade one king 3,000 miles away for 3,000 kings 1 mile away? A legislators can trample a man's rights as easily as a king can. I think you can take that to the bank if you had any money. Wait, I think they own the bank too, don't they? Our rights have been trampled. They've let you believe just a little bit that you had rights. Just a little bit. Until the pandemic, and then, oh, their masks came off. And I'm not talking about their COVID masks. I'm talking about their political masks have been removed. If there's one thing all of this has shown us since we elected President Donald Trump, it's that we are being served by evil. And my friends, we're the ones electing them. For such a time as this, let's have some truth and bring America home.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business. Grow common sense. And together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-871-8852. That's 800-871-8852.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-871-8852. That's 800-871-8852.
Do we lack enthusiasm and understanding of the word liberty? Do we weep for liberty which we have lost? Or do we simply not understand the substance and sacrifice for which we were once privileged? Liberty. Webster defines liberty as the state of being free within society from oppressive restrictions imposed by authority on one's life, behavior, or political views. Today we seem to want restrictions. Government micromanaging our lives? But do we realize the cost? Alexander Hamilton once stated, "There is a certain enthusiasm in liberty that makes human nature rise above itself in acts of bravery and heroism." As a republic, we the people must guard the liberty of others. We must continue the enthusiasm that will make men free. Visit csctalkradio.com, where Beth Ann puts enthusiasm and common sense back into American liberty as she brings America home.